From WNYC, this is The Sporkful. It's not for foodies, it's for eaters. I'm Dan Pashman. Today on the show, I'm taking your calls. So let's get right to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lily. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, Lily, what can I do for you?
Hi, Dan. I'm wondering if we could talk about root beer floats.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you want to say about root beer floats?
Well, I eat them a lot with my dad when I visit my parents, and we found that we both have two kind of different styles about eating them, and I wanted to know what the best way was.
Okay, what's your style?
So I like, obviously I get a glass that's see-through, and I put ice cream in it, and I like shorter glasses so that I can do a lot of mini root beer floats. And I use different types of ice cream, whereas my dad's more of a traditionalist, and he's a strict vanilla guy, and he has his own ways. So if he gets out paper towels, and then he sets them down, and he scoops as much vanilla ice cream as he can into a tall glass, and then we'll get an entire root beer inside of it.
What are the paper towels for?
Oh, we're just really into paper towels in my family, so because we always make messes.
Okay. So you're someone who is managing the ratios of the root beer to the ice cream very closely, which is why you like to keep sort of making new ones over and over again, as opposed to your dad, who sort of has a long arc where it starts off solid ice cream and slowly melts and melts into oblivion. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, totally. It's almost the same, except that I re-scoop ice cream every time I finish a little bit so that I can control it more.
Do you add in more root beer then, too?
Yep, I add in more root beer as I go.
And, like, over the course of the eating-drinking process, would you say that you and your dad end up having about the same amount of ice cream and same amount of root beer?
No, I'd say maybe we can sometimes split one bottle of root beer because I never will do more than half a bottle of root beer in one float, but he probably has definitely more ice cream.
And so, Lily, how long have you and your dad been having root beer floats together?
I've definitely grown up on root beer floats, but we didn't realize that we both loved them so much, and it was kind of like our thing until probably the last year or so.
And what happened? Like, how did you discover this?
He's been sick for a little while, and so he doesn't eat a ton of regular foods, but he can house an entire thing of ice cream. And I love root beer. Like, I drink root beer all the time. And so we just kind of realized that it was something that we could both do together, and it was a fun thing because he's in bed so much, and so he'll just, like, yell downstairs and be like, let's have some floats, and then I'll go and I'll sit up with him, and we'll eat them.
So, Lily, I mean, if you don't want to discuss this, I totally understand, but, I mean, can you tell me, like, what is your dad sick with?
He has colorectal cancer.
So how does that affect his eating?
Well, for one, he has not much of an appetite. And then he can't eat, like, certain vegetables. But I don't know how much of that is him just saying that and how much of that is real. Because it seems unlikely to me that, like, he can't eat carrots. But he can digest. I think it more so has to do with what he feels okay, like, digesting. So one thing that he can eat is ice cream and, like, red meat. He eats a lot of steaks.
I'm really sorry to hear that he's not doing well, but I would love to get him on the phone so we can talk more about this and about root beer floats. Do you know, can we get him on the line? Do you know where he is right now?
Yeah, he's actually at the hospital right now with his doctor, but he said that he could step outside to talk to you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad his priorities are in order. Coming up, we'll get Lily's dad on the phone to hear his take on root beer floats and a lot more. Stick around. Welcome back to The Sporkful from WNYC. I'm Dan Pashman. So before the break, I was talking to Lily in Colorado about root beer floats. Her dad, Chris, lives in Michigan, and he was about to join us from the hospital there where he's being treated for cancer. He has a long history with root beer floats. So let's pick up the conversation as I get Chris on the line.
Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Dan Pashman from The Sporkful in New York. Chris, I'm on the phone here with your daughter, Lily, and we've been talking about root beer floats. Tell me about how you like your root beer float.
Okay, Dan. It all starts with a napkin. Got to have two napkins to begin with. One for underneath the glass and one just to have. You got to have the right size glass, you know, that you're using. It has to be wider than a normal cup, you know what I'm saying? And then I have to have a spoon that fits all the way down to the bottom without me getting any of the ice cream on my fingers. So that's the main thing right there. That if I can't have that, I'm not gonna have one. But other than that, I simply just pack it with ice cream, vanilla, and I pour the root beer in real slow until it foams up, and I love it.
So Chris, it sounds like you really basically like vanilla ice cream with a splash of root beer.
When I pour the root beer in, I pour it till right before the foam starts coming out of the glass, because I don't want to make a mess.
But it's funny that both you and Lily started off your discussion of root beer floats by talking about how you prepare the napkins.
Well, she's my daughter.
But I gather that sometimes you pour a little too fast and the foam becomes an issue. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's luck. Definitely happened bad before. Luck.
And Lily, what about your approach in terms of, like, how melted do you want the ice cream to be?
Yeah, well, that's kind of why I do the small glasses, because I don't like soggy ice cream a ton. I like it when it's beige, but I don't want it to get really gross, and so I avoid it. I avoid that plague of, like, what do you do with this sogginess by doing a lot of little glasses. And my dad just eats it faster than me, so I think that's how he has the big glass.
I use the biggest, widest I can find so I can put more ice cream in.
Yeah, you had it on top of a napkin and then a spoon right next to it. And he was like, I'm ready when you are. I do all different types of ice cream, though. I get vegan ice cream, so my options are kind of limited. But I'll go chocolate even sometimes.
Chris, what do you think about Lily using chocolate ice cream or other kinds of ice cream?
You know, that's the funny thing, Dan. She mentioned that on her visit a couple of weeks ago. And I have never used anything except for vanilla. However, I have in the past, you know how you can pour chocolate?
Chocolate syrup?
Yeah, exactly. I have in the past done that. And when Lily mentioned different types of ice cream, I got curious about that, but I haven't tried it yet.
Right? It's curious, and it's scary. The chocolate was a bold move on my end, but it was great.
Chris, do you remember the first time that you and Lily had a root beer float together?
Dan, Lily will tell you, I don't remember yesterday.
His memory's kind of gone.
Okay. But tell me a little bit about what does a root beer float mean to you at this point in your life?
You know what, Dan? That's a great question. I don't want to be too gross or anything, but I go through chemotherapy every other week. And for the 3-4 days after that, I'm so tired. And I'll tell you what, the root beer float always lifts my spirits. I usually have one the day after. That's when I have the most, are those couple of days, because it makes me happy.
And what about the root beer floats that you share with Lily when she's home visiting? What does that mean to you now?
Well, after this phone call, I guess it means a lot more. Something like that. It's a special memory for Lily, but I'll do it all day long.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Well, Chris, we wish you all the best and good health and a lot more delicious root beer floats. And Lily, you know what? I'm on your dad's side when it comes to the vegan ice cream, but I still I still appreciate your call.
You won't even try it?
I mean, you're taking the cream out of ice cream.
But it's coconut cream. Okay, it's not ice cream, but it's a non-dairy frozen alternative.
You know, when she comes here for a couple of weeks, you know, we stock her up on all the crap she needs, and 24 hours later, I throw it all away.
I can eat most of it. We try not to waste a lot of it, but it is food that no one else eats.
Right, so like once every few months, the garbage man comes by your old house, your parents' house, Lily, and he sees like a garbage can full of like vegan treats, and he's like, I guess Lily went back to Denver.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, that is actually exactly how it goes.
All right, well, thanks so much for the call to both you guys. Take care. Best of luck.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Lily, back in your calling again.
Yeah, I'll call you after this.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
And thanks, Dan.
Of course. Take care. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks again to Lily for calling in, and especially to Chris for taking time away from his doctor's appointment. Chris, I mean, I really appreciated that. And more importantly, I think Lily really appreciated it. And I got to say, talking to them made me want to do two things: hug my daughters and have a root beer float. So when I came home that night, I had the ingredients with me. But first, I had to tell my kids what a root beer float is. I thought Becky, my 5-year-old, might have some idea, so I started with Emily, the 2.5-year-old. A root beer float is dessert.
Dessert?
Yeah. It has ice cream. Would you like some ice cream?
Yes.
What flavor of ice cream do you want?
I want vanilla.
Vanilla?
Yes.
Okay. A root beer float is vanilla ice cream with root beer.
Root beer?
Root beer. It's a drink. Do you know what a root beer float is?
No. I never had it before.
What do you think it is?
Ice cream with fruit.
With fruit?
Yeah, ice cream with fruit.
Okay. Well, that's half right. It's ice cream with root beer.
What's that?
Root beer is a kind of soda.
But is it bubbly like a real soda?
Mm-hmm.
But is it still really yummy because it's with ice cream?
Yeah. I know sometimes you don't like drinks that are bubbly, right?
How come you need straws too?
Because a root beer float is partly a food and partly a drink.
Okay.
Yeah, give it a shot. You got all bubbles there. Make sure you get ice cream in your bite.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Yeah.
Let me try to get you a bite that has just ice cream with only a tiny bit of root beer. Try this bite, Emily.
No.
This is ice cream.
No.
You try one bite?
No.
This tastes great to me. Oh, Emily, poor Emily. She's just sad because she doesn't like her root beer float and she wanted to like it. Maybe just give her a little plain ice cream.
You want some ice cream?
Okay. I like the ice cream better.
You like plain ice cream better than root beer float?
Yeah, because the root beer is a little too bubbly for me. It's like too soda-y for me.
Okay, well that's okay. Is it okay if I finish your root beer float?
Yes.
Thanks.
I can finish drinking it.
All right, Emily, you switched to plain ice cream. Is that better?
Yes.
What do you think, Mrs. Sporkful? So I guess I'll have to try root beer floats with the kids again in a couple of years. But a couple of things I want to say for the record. I'm not a big fan of Lily's vegan ice cream, as I said, but I am a fan of Lily using chocolate ice cream and experimenting with different kinds of ice cream in her root beer floats. And I will encourage Lily and Chris and all of you to experiment also with different kinds of root beer. Root beer is a very diverse area of the soda canon. Any soda made with roots, barks, or herbs is a root beer. In fact, if you check out an episode of The Sporkful from earlier this year entitled A Mormon and a Soda Jerk Walk into a Podcast, you'll hear me visit Galco's Soda Pop Stop in L.A., where they stock 69 different kinds of root beer. And you can order online. In fact, the root beer floats that I shared with my kids were made with old Rhode Island molasses root beer that I got from Galco's, and that was delicious. And for me, I consider root beer floats really more a food than a drink. I consume most of my root beer float with a spoon. I like a big soup spoon that has like 2/3 ice cream, 1/3 root beer pooled into that spoon. And you just eat it down and they end up with just a little bit of root beer at the very bottom of the glass that has ice cream melted into it. So it's sort of extra cold and creamy. And I love a good root beer float. Before we wrap up, hey, Boston area, save the date. We're doing a live Sporkful show at my alma mater, Tufts University. It's going to be an extravaganza. Comedian Mike Kaplan will be there. We're going to have live music and so much more. The show is Tuesday, October 20th. It's open to the public. Tickets will be available at sporkful.com/Boston. If that link doesn't work when you go there, it means the tickets aren't on sale yet. The page is going up any day, so check back. Again, the show is Tuesday, October 20th, and that link is sporkful.com/Boston. And hey, current Tufts students, tickets are free for you. One more note, we're prepping a very special episode of The Sporkful for Veterans Day. Are you a military veteran? I would love to hear from you and hear a story that you have about an especially memorable meal that you ate while in combat. It does not by any stretch have to be gourmet. It just has to be a meal that meant something to you, that was memorable to you. I want to hear that story. Please drop me a line, dan@sporkful.com. This show is a production of WNYC and The Sporkful. It's produced by Ann, Sandy, and me. We get help from Tim Ruggieri. Our engineer is Irene Trudell. Special thanks to Paula Schumann. Until next time, I'm Dan Pashman.
I'm Ava Seacrest. I'm 8 years old from Bremerton, Washington, reminding you to eat more, eat better, to eat more better.